codenames they use in the Northern Intelligence Network kind of remind Paimon of the ancient names back in Netland.
Sure, they're both pseudonyms, but beyond that, do they really have any similarities?
Sure they do! They're both, you know, cool! Although, the Netlandese version is definitely cooler. Cause they get a phlogiston engraving on their body, too! And when it's time for action, they go poof! And light up like a lantern! It's like, yep, that person's definitely the hero in this situation! Just like Varessa when she puts on her mask!
Speaking of masked heroes, that reminds me of someone else involved with the intelligence network.
Let me guess. Master Diluc?
Yep. Hey, how about we bring him with us to Natland next time we visit? We should get someone to make a phlogiston engraving for him.
That's an awesome idea! It probably won't light up since he's from Mondstadt, but hey, it'd still be pretty cool.
The next time he's out fighting crime, he won't have to lift a finger. Just a glimpse of that phlogiston engraving will have those cowardly crooks curled up in a fetal position on the ground.
Oh, yeah. Oh, actually, no. The Dark Knight hero can't go around being too flashy or he might blow his cover.
True. Yeah, on second thought, there's a lot of issues with this plan. The biggest one being, how do we get Diluc to Natland and back in one piece? He'd melt in the heat. Unless we can convince him to change out of that fancy suit.